Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, 4ZZZers. You're with Angus and Trista for your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queensland's Environment Minister has ruled out denying public access to Glasshouse Mountain's walking tracks after talk of permanent closures. The documents, which were obtained under a Freedom of Information request from the Department of Environment, revealed plans to permanently close Mount Biwa and surrounding peaks. Environment Minister Andrew Powell guaranteed that no permanent closures would take place, with some tracks closed due to seasonal maintenance. Climbing group Save Our Summit welcomed Mr. Powell's guarantee, but said it needs to be written into the park's management plan to put the issue to bed. In more local news, Queensland police officers will now have access to personal tactical first aid kits, containing potentially life-saving equipment. The police union called for the kits after an officer used a cell phone tourniquet to save a fellow officer who'd been shot on the job. The kits will include a tourniquet, a variety of bandages to stop serious blood loss, and a set of shears to cut through shoes and tough material. The government has pledged $5.4 million to buy 12,500 kits over the next 5 years. In national news, the ABC's chief election analyst, Anthony Green, will be stepping down after an illustrious 38-year career of covering over 100 federal, state, and local elections for the national broadcaster. Green's final election coverage will be the 2025 federal election, but he will remain with the ABC in a background role to work on election-related content. Anthony Green was recognised in 2016 with an Order of Australia Medal for his public service and expertise.
In more national news, a Victorian council is seeking compensation for the damage caused by a wind turbine blade that got struck on a residential street last week. The 70-meter-long blade, being transported through Ararat Rural City, encountered difficulties when it became clear that navigating a tight corner was impossible, and turning the vehicle around was not an option. As a solution, a tree on McGibney and Vincent Streets was cut down last Tuesday to clear the path. The National Heavy Vehicle Regulator has launched an investigation, and the Ararat Rural City Council announced it is seeking compensation for the damage, which includes the loss of a street tree and several street signs. On international news, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has struck a minerals deal with U.S. President Donald Trump to compensate billions of dollars worth of wartime aid previously received by former President Joe Biden. Trump demanded 50% of Ukraine's critical minerals, one of which is lithium, essential for electric car batteries, valued at over $500 billion. The deal means the U.S. will invest in Ukraine's mineral wealth, with revenues going to a newly created fund for both the nations. Zelensky is expected to fly to Washington this week when the deal could be signed. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny and warm, like the warm inner glow you receive for subscribing to Zed. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.